Spring, Chapter 4, My New Life.
Wednesday, April the 1st. The house is looking very dirty because Dad isn't doing any housework. I was born 13 years, 364 days ago. Thursday, April the 2nd. I'm 14 today. I got a football from Dad. He doesn't understand me. And £10 from Mum. I think that I look older, but my skin is still terrible. Saturday, April the 4th. Dad and I cleaned the house today because my grandmother is coming for lunch tomorrow. We went to the supermarket in the afternoon. Dad had no money, so I had to lend him £8.38 from my birthday money. Sunday, April the 5th. Dad stayed in bed until 1 p.m. When he got up, he said,
"Adrian, I'm sad about your mother. Are you?"
I replied, "Of course I am, but life cannot stop." Lunch was difficult. My grandmother kept saying horrible things about Mum. Dad said,
"I still love her."
Nobody even asked me anything. Monday, April the 6th. Mum sent me a postcard. She and horrible Mr. Lucas have found a house and she wants me to visit her as soon as possible. Why can't she write a letter like a normal person? The postman can read all our family news when it's on a postcard. Dad said,
"She has to pay for the train. I haven't got the money."
So I have written a letter and asked her for £11.80. Tuesday, April the 7th. My beautiful Pandora has got a new boyfriend. He's called Craig Thomas. Mum rang me. Her voice sounded strange, like she had a cold. She kept saying,
"You'll understand one day, Adrian."
At dinner, Dad asked me,
"Who do you want to live with, me or Mum?"
I said, "Both." Saturday, April the 11th. I'm staying at Nigel's house for the weekend. He's really lucky. Everything in his house is new. Some of the things in our house are 100 years old. His bedroom is huge with black walls and a white floor. He's got a television and a bike. I rode it. And now I really want one. I might love the bike more than Pandora. Sorry, Pandora. Sunday, April the 12th. This weekend with Nigel has really opened my eyes. Now I understand that our family is poor. Nigel's father has worked hard to give his family a nice house. If Dad wants Mum to come home, he needs to get a better job and buy her nicer things. But Dad doesn't understand assertive women. Tuesday, April the 21st. I went with Dad to the bank this morning. He hasn't got any money now. Dad looked very sad, but then he shouted a lot. Everyone was looking at us, so I sat behind a plant. Mum sent the train money, so I'm going to Sheffield tomorrow morning. I've never been on a train before. I'm doing a lot of new things now that I'm 14. Wednesday, April the 22nd. I got off the train and Mum started crying. Sheffield looks okay. It's just like home, really. Mr. Lucas was at work until late, but I'll have to see him tomorrow, worse luck. The house is new but small and ugly. Mum is much nicer than I remember. I want her to come home to Leicester. Thursday, April the 23rd. Mum and I went shopping today. She bought me some new trousers. We had lunch at a Chinese restaurant, and then we went to the cinema. Mr. Lucas was at the house waiting for us. He cooked dinner, but I said, "I'm not hungry, thanks," and I went to my room. He wants me to like him, but I don't. So bad luck, Mr. Lucas. Saturday, April the 25th. Mr. Lucas doesn't work on Saturdays, so he was with us all day. He's always touching Mum's hand or kissing her. I don't like it. We went to a park this afternoon. Mum and Mr. Lucas were running around, laughing and playing like children. I'm happy that I'm going home tomorrow. 3 a.m. I've just had a wonderful dream about hitting Mr. Lucas. Sunday, April the 26th, 7:10 p.m. I'm on the train from Sheffield to Leicester. I wanted Mum to come home, but she looked sad and said, "No." Monday, April the 27th. Barry Kent threw my bag on the ground at school. I've got to find £2 quickly, or he will start throwing me on the ground. I can't ask Dad for money. He's worried because he can't pay the house bills. Tuesday, May the 5th. Mum's coming to visit me on Saturday. She wrote it in a postcard, so Dad and the postman read it before me. Dad looked happy, and then he cleaned the house like a crazy man until 2 a.m. this morning. It's only Tuesday. What will he be like on Saturday morning? He thinks that Mum's coming home to stay. Friday, May the 8th. Dad's still cleaning and he's put flowers all over the house. Saturday, May the 9th. A man came at 8:30 this morning. He turned off the electricity because Dad hasn't paid the bills. Dad was really angry. The man left, and then 5 minutes later, Mum arrived with Mr. Lucas. Mum and Dad were shouting. I went to the shops and bought 5 boxes of candles. Mr. Lucas lent me the money. When I got back, I heard Mum say, "I'm not surprised that you can't pay the bills. Look at all these expensive flowers." But she said it very kindly. Mr. Lucas said to Dad,
"I can lend you some money."
Dad said,
All I want from you, Lucas, is my wife."
He looked sad and old. Then they shouted for hours. Most of it was about me, I think. Mum and Mr. Lucas left in a taxi, and we used the candles because it was dark. If people at school discover that we have no electricity, I will die. Thursday, May the 14th. Grandmother gave Dad the electricity money and Dad paid the bill. But they won't turn on our electricity for a week. We had a dinner of bread and apples, and then we played cards by the light from the candles. Tuesday, May the 19th. I told Dad about Barry Kent today because he pulled the arm off my school coat. Dad's going to speak to the police about Barry Kent tomorrow and get all my money back. I'll be rich.